that would dominate us, substituting a kind of regimentation for the competitive system which has made America great among nations. They would attempt to destroy individual thinking and initiative, cherished ever since our Pilgrim Fathers established this country in defiance of old world tyranny. I believe that we must continue to retain the wealth of spirit of our forefathers, for if we don't, we shall find ourselves dominated in everything we do by a mighty few, and shall become serfs, in fact, if not in name. Thus, this work is written also to help develop individual thinking and doing. Since I am aware that this book may fall into the hands of some who may call me a crackpot or a screwball, let me say that I am past the half-century mark and have had many years of hard practical business experience, as well as a goodly number of years as a newspaper man. I started as a police reporter, and police reporters are trained to get facts and accept nothing for granted. For a 2-year period, I was a church editor of a large metropolitan newspaper, during which I came in close contact with clergymen and leaders of all sects and denominations, mind healers, divine healers, spiritualists, Christian scientists, new thoughters,